What's up, y'all? It's your girl, Kenelia, back with another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. Now that we've gotten out of the main conversations that have dominated the last few weeks in regards to Kendrick Lamar versus Drake, let me put out a PSA, okay? And not to say that people gonna listen to me or the people that need to hear this gonna hear it, because they're not listening and they have not heard it, because we wouldn't be where we are at this very moment. Y'all, everything don't need a diss song, okay? Everything don't need a diss song. I know that there was a lot of good reaction and a lot of momentum behind what we just experienced. But if you got beef with somebody moving forward, child, and you just call them on the phone. Okay. Hit them up on Instagram. Everything don't need a diss. And I say that because now, while I love this man's personality and with his contributions to the sport and just overall, just the way he gives back and moves around in the world. I respect this brother, Shaquille O'Neal. I respect you, Shaq. But Shaq put out a diss song as Shannon Sharp. I don't know if he was trolling, because Shaq be trolling. Especially when Shaq in his funny bag, he be on inside the NBA. He be on TNT with Kenny and them and Ernie and Charles Barkley. And them. They be cutting up. Shaq be cutting up. So I don't know if he trolling or if he's serious. But if he's serious, my brother, hit that man on the phone. It apparently started when Shannon Sharp was doing one of his podcasts. I believe he was with Gilbert Arenas. Again, Anywho, it got into the discussion about Shaquille O'Neal's place in basketball history and his status and stats and who he think he is and how good he is. And Shannon Sharp said something to the effect that I guess did not sit well with Shaq. And then y'all, Shaq done put out a diss track. It ain't long. From what I heard, it ain't long. But it's too long for me. I mean, listen, everything don't need a diss. Now, I'm scared to play it because I don't know what gets flagged and what doesn't as far as music. And I'm assuming, because it's just like a diss that he threw up on YouTube, I don't know if it's going to really cause some flags. But because I'm uploading this to Spotify, iTunes, and other podcast platforms, I don't know who allows what. So I'm not going to play it on here. But if y'all go to YouTube, type in Shaq this song, Shannon Sharp, and it's going to come up. It's going to come up. It's not like, it's just funny. I don't know if Shaq is playing or if he's serious. I don't think he's serious Shaq would have made it known, and Shaq don't seem like he takes it personally like that. But he probably is trolling off the momentum that just happened. Like, oh, you got something to say, let me make a diss song. But child, I say that to say, and what I said was, everybody don't need to make a diss song, because now simultaneously, Christian Combs, the son of Puff, put out a diss song against 50 Cent. Everything don't got to be a diss song. Like everything, I fear that Kendrick and Drake started something. I feel like we about to start seeing the rising of the disses. Now, granted, because y'all remember, this can be fun too. Remember when Drake was beefing with Pusha T? It was either Pusha T or Meek Mill. And remember when Wendy's, and if I'm not mistaken, it was Burger King, was like having like a fake beef on social media, and wanted, I think it was Wendy's, put out a mixtape, and it had songs on there dissing Burger King. Do y'all remember that? It was hilarious. I'm talking about, listen, Wendy's and them had some bars. I'm gonna look it up right now. But the whole like ride the wave of the diss, it can be made to be fun and made to be a good time. But when you beefing with 50 Cent, you're not going, he too petty. Okay? Certain people you do not want to go back and forth with, because they going to troll. And unless you got the stamina to keep up with that, I don't think you want to even get into it. Because one thing I know I'm not going to do personally, I'm not going to be having no lifelong beef with nobody. I'm going to say what I need to say and I'm going to move on. But y'all know Mr. Shot 9 times. He ain't going to let up. Okay. This is going to be for life, because he's still trolling people he was trolling back in the dang early 2000s. Okay. We still looking at some get rich or die trying beef. So, and also again, everybody, you ain't got to go get in the booth. I know we be like, get in the booth. You got something to say, get in the booth. No. Don't get in the booth. Okay. Don't get in the booth. Feel free to go on social media or YouTube. It's all over Instagram. I think maybe TikTok. I haven't seen it as much. But definitely YouTube. And then type in Justin Combs 50 Cent diss. And again, I don't know why it's titled Justin, because, and I'm only looking at my search, it's Christian who got the beef. But it's a mess, y'all. And I'm all over the place because I just got to get about this topic, because I just can't get out the booth, my brother. Anywho, what do y'all think about either one? Or do you feel like that is the best or most wanted way for people to address their angst against other people? Let me know, child. Y'all know where to find me. You can hit me up at Cornelia with your thoughts. One of the biggest things dominating social media this week, besides them diss tracks that I talked about, was teacher content on social media. And I'm learning that with the rise of social media platforms and the amount of people that are on them, there are pockets of types of content that just be going crazy and could be happening without you even really realizing it. So, for example, I knew that some teachers would be on TikTok or Instagram and Facebook, not so much, but on those other two platforms, posting things. But I did not know how huge that demographic was and how many teachers now are on those platforms as social media. I won't even call them influencer, but having those presences in the classroom with the students in the video. Like, I realized it, but I didn't know it was like that. Child, them teachers be on there, okay? Recently, and by recently, I mean like a few months ago, one black male teacher went viral because, and I think I may have mentioned this on here on Black News. He mentioned how students are behind in their reading, in their math. You have people who are just passing students because apparently now you can't leave students. You can't hold people back. I had no clue that that was the case. I know and heard about No Child Left Behind. And I know that over the years, public education has had its time. But I really did not know that kids couldn't get held back. What they know is what they know, and they're going to move on regardless if they know it or not. And that one black male teacher went viral because he was saying how behind students are and talking about how parents do not educate and are not educating their kids at home. They leaving it up to the teachers. And once a student gets so far behind, it's hard to catch them up because you cannot delay the entire class for one student. And in the amount of work that it would take to get them back up to that level, it's just too much. So I say all that to say, teacher commentary and content be booming. Well, this past week, another black male teacher went viral, not for a moment that was related to anything education based per se. I don't know where he was located either, but he went viral because apparently he got on live stream, whether it's on TikTok, Facebook, or Instagram, which one of the platforms, and was talking about or showed his girl students, I believe they're middle school, taking down his cornrows because he had a hair appointment later on that day. So I'm going to play a part of the video maybe all of it is, it run kind of long and I don't want y'all to tune out. So I might play, I'm just playing the front half of it, because we're going to talk about it and talk about the level of discourse between the multiple sides and how they viewed this particular situation. So again, this was a male, black male teacher, city unknown. I could find it, but I don't have it right now. Posted his female young students taking down his braids in class, and he was recording it. So this is the audio of the video that was on TikTok.
Let's go ahead and stir the pot a little, shall we? Last Friday, 10 minutes before dismissal time, I decided to live stream my students helping me take my hair out. There was quite the discourse in the chat, which had people saying this was inappropriate and other people saying this was completely fine. There was nothing wrong with what I was doing, and people were just making it weird. So, of course, I had to bring this issue to the big stage. I would like to represent myself in this case, Your Honor, if I may. Number one, for a little context, I had a hair appointment immediately after school, and I needed my hair taken out beforehand. I would have taken it out the night before, but that Friday we had a camera crew coming in to shoot a promotional video, and I was one of the ones being interviewed, so I had to look presentable, so I didn't take my hair out. I didn't have the time to do it all myself, because it would have taken me forever. So naturally, I asked about 4 or 5 of my over 100 best friends to assist me in taking my hair out, and they all agreed. Number two, this was at the end of class. This week we were doing STEM fair presentations. Since it was Friday and all of my students did an excellent job on their STEM fair projects and presentations, I told them if we get one solid presentation in this class, I'll end class a little early and they can have fun and play basketball, darts, or be on their phones or whatever. And during that time, my team would help me take my hair out. A couple of these were students from my class, but others were students from other classes. I wrote all of them a pass at the beginning of the class period, requesting their assistance 10 minutes before dismissal. I told the teachers only send them if all of their work was completed and they had good behavior. They all met the criteria, so 10 minutes before dismissal, they showed up for their job. My next point I'd like to make is, if I was a female teacher, those people wouldn't be in the comments saying, oh, this is weird, this is inappropriate. Because me personally, I don't think there's anything weird about this. People are saying, oh, that's too intimate. To me, it's literally just hair. It doesn't have to be weird. Some people have never had cool teachers, and it shows. I personally believe that building authentic relationships with students is paramount in being an effective teacher. I make sure my students know and can feel that I care about them beyond the schoolwork and all the stuff that I have to make them do. I take the time to get to know my students outside of academics, because caring for the whole child is what's important. Some of these students have been with me since I was a substitute for you.
Now, let me start by saying I do not know if that man got fired. I've been seeing mixed messages all over social media. Some people are saying that there's an investigation. He's not fired. Some people saying that he's fired. Some people saying it's probation. Who knows? I don't know the current status of that young man and what has happened, but we'll get into that. We'll revisit that or something similar in just a few minutes. But let me start by saying this. Social media is very addicting. Social media can be very addicting, especially once you start to make content that people gravitate towards. For some people, they love that. For some people, it's too overwhelming. I've noticed about myself, the reason why I don't post on social media a lot is because when the likes and the gratification starts coming towards me, it is overwhelming for me. And it could be childhood trauma where I'm not used to receiving those types of that type of praise. So when it comes, I don't know how to react. It makes me uncomfortable. So I don't post because I don't like that. I can't handle that type of feedback or that energy coming towards me. For some people, that type of energy, it's like dopamine. It feeds them in a way where you want to constantly receive it and receive it. You like the attention. You like the success. Maybe you're making a couple bucks on TikTok from getting the views. It becomes something that you are actively participating in and involving yourself in. And for some, there could be benefits to that. But with that in mind, if you got a job where somebody else is your boss, and your interactions on social media or how you show up in the world could be affected by what you do online, you should be mindful about what you do online. You can get fired for stuff that you post or say on social media. If you say stuff on social media that other people don't like, even if it's not incorrect, right, wrong, whatever, they be reaching out to people's bosses and people's jobs and trying to get people fired. You see what Vlad just did to that lady when she had a disagreement, told him to shut up about the Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef. He started tweeting at Princeton trying to get her fired. So if you are not in a position where you run your own business, can support yourself if things go down or hit the fan, or if you're relying on a employer to give you the opportunity to make money so you can take care of yourself, it's unfortunate that we are in a day and age where whatever you do can come back and whoop your ass. So with that in mind, if you are making teacher content and you post something, and in his words, he said, I'm going to stir the pot. So if you purposely put yourself out there to try to stir the pot and it gets stirred, we're not, or you not, or the world's not surprised that it can go in any direction, whether it gets positive or negative feedback. In this case, the comments and the feedback has been split. I honestly can say I even scrolled through a lot of the comments on Twitter, Instagram, and not Facebook and TikTok. And it is pretty split where some people think that it's inappropriate what he was doing. Again, there were girls, a group of young girls gathered around him, taking down his braids in class. And he was recording it. And there was the other side who thought it wasn't nothing wrong with it because people were saying it teaches. It's culturally specific, right? If you're dealing with Black students, you need to connect to them in ways that they can relate to. There were some people were saying girls like doing hair. And at one video was him letting girls paint his nails. So people weren't saying that. People were saying that that didn't bother them. So is it inappropriate? It's left up to, and unfortunately, each individual and the school board. Because again, when you work somewhere where you are interacting with other people's kids, property, asset, whatever, and you put yourself out into the world and feedback can be received, you're going to be at people's mercy. Now, was it too intimate? Maybe. Somebody brought up a good point where they were saying, maybe it seems too intimate for people who have been taken advantage of in situations that could have not been deemed as intimate, but they were taken advantage of in that space because it became intimate, if that makes sense. So in a way, something could be fairly innocent, but if you as the individual have experienced a similar situation where that innocent thing was used as a tool to hurt you, then when you see other people in situations that could look similar from the outside looking in, your antenna's going to go up and you're going to be on guard and say, oh, shoot, we got to look out for this. This is a red flag. Is that right or wrong? It's both, right? Because how do you, in life, you learn based off the mistakes you've made, based off the situations that you've been put in. And in a lot of cases, that can help other people. So depending on who you are and your internal dialogue and life experiences will or could affect how you view this situation. Another perspective that another user, social media user, mentioned, they were saying, that young girl, young teenager, preteen sweet spot is when girls start to, they start to gravitate towards male figures, whether they're in their same age or a little older, and romanticize certain relationships. It is easy for young girls to romanticize things. And one act of love that is a fact within the black community is hair, doing hair, taking care of hair, cutting hair. Yes, it is a skill and it is a job and it is something that people, you know, do on a daily basis. You go to the barber or to the beauty shop and get your hair done, but also it can be an act of love in situations where the relationship is a little closer than beyond receiving being transactional. So somebody was saying it could be an easy gateway for those young girls to build some form of love and affection for their teacher outside of that teacher-student dynamic because they were being in that situation. So when I was looking at reading these comments and looking at all this, I was like, what did my teachers do? Okay, I went to public school. I was in the magnet program. So the teachers that I had and the classes that I had, they weren't necessarily worried about us. We were doing creative projects and advanced math and science. So we didn't really have time. We was working. Now, I had some cool teachers, my humanities teachers. Both of them was the football coaches. And I was trying to think about anything that could be deemed appropriate. The craziest thing that happened with us is one of my classmates was going to McDonald's to get some lunch. And the football coach, who was also the teacher, was like, oh, pick me up a couple double cheeseburgers. Gave him $5 and said, with the change, buy you something to eat as well. And one of the classmates, who I believe was also somebody on his football team, went to McDonald's and bought him back two double cheeseburgers. That's the only thing I can think of. Is that to say that anything that happened at my high school could be deemed as inappropriate? I ain't saying that because I wasn't everywhere. I don't know what people was doing. But personally, I have not seen something like this. So I do not know how I would react if I were seeing it in real time. But how would I feel as a parent? I'm not going to hold y'all. I ain't going to even lie. I'd be mad as hell if my daughter came home and told me she was in class taking down somebody's braids, man or woman. Male teacher or woman teacher. Why? These kids can't read. And I know it's not as specific as this, and this is kind of dramatic. But when we're talking about the larger whole, some of these kids can't read. Some of these kids are behind. And I don't want my kid. We ain't got time for that. Get it. You need to take down them books. Okay. With them black mamas be saying you need to unbraid that schoolwork. I would feel a way if I sent my kid to school and I was on her about her schoolwork and keeping good grades and being active in her after school activities and maintaining healthy relationships and teaching her how to maintain healthy boundaries and trying to build a healthy and trusting relationship where my daughter could confide in me and talk to me about anything while caring for her and helping her navigate this ever-changing world and trying to be the best human being that she can be. And she was spending time taking down somebody cornrows in class, her teacher's cornrows in class. I would be pissed. I ain't gonna even hold you, because again, what? And I necessarily wouldn't blame her, because y'all know the brain don't fully develop till you're 25. So I would not, especially if your other friends and your homegirls doing it too, and you like, oh, it's fun, kiki, 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 kiki. But I would have a word for that teacher, because I did not send, I know it can be a lesson about cultural awareness and building community. Yeah, that's all the same. That can be true, but I don't want her taking down your hair. This could be, again, male teacher, woman teacher. No. But also from a health standpoint. Now, let me give y'all an example. When I was in New York, I used to get my hair done at Dominicans. Y'all know, shout out to the Dominicans. Because back in the day when I was in New York, 2005, 2010, honey, you can get a wash, set, blowout for $19. $25 if you're going to leave a tip. Okay? So I was getting my blowout every Sunday. You understand? Walking right down the street, sitting my butt in there, getting that wash and roller set, that blowout. Well, one day there was a client who came into the Dominican salon, and she had like her head wrapped up, and she took her head down, and she had patches of hair missing, and she had what looked like a really bad scalp infection. She tells the hairdresser, who, as it appeared, the hairdresser told her to come in and see her. She told her how she developed a scalp infection because she went to another salon and the hairdresser, when she washed her hair, apparently she had an infection or something residual under her nails. And when she was scratching the client's scalp, it passed on to her scalp and gave her the scalp infection. At that point, that hairdresser already had a designated shampoo bowl, designated tools. She had her gloves on. She helped the lady put on, like, wash her hair the right way, use the medication, put the ointments on, and helped her treat it as best as she could. But they specifically locked down tools and bowls and things to work on her hair only. So when I saw, but now, again, me being traumatized by that, because now when I go to salons, I be looking at them tubes, them bowls. You better pull them tubes out that blue water, okay? But when I saw that, I thought, now one thing I don't want is hot Cheeto dust in my hair. Kids, teenagers, preteens be all over the place, coughing in their hand. They be eating Cheetos and Reese's, drinking pop. Don't be eating adequate lunch. Ain't got no balanced meal, okay? Dirt, pencil shape, whatever, pen, ink pen, writing on their hand. You not touching my scalp. So from a health standpoint, personally, I was like, that's four different hands up in there. Ooh. Not to say them kids had germy hands, but people be having. And so with the germy hands and the boundaries, all of that, again, I would not want my child participating in that in class. There are so many other things that these kids can be learning, and I just don't know if that is a priority. So with that in mind, again, and let me back up a little bit, because even if, as a parent, if I would have had a problem with it, I'm not one of those types of people that be like, I'm gonna call the school district. I'm gonna talk to the teacher directly. So I do feel like, because we are in this age of social media and this cancel culture moment that we're in, I do think the rush to automatically get him fired, I think it could have been handled a better way. They could have just had the conversation directly with the teacher, heard him out, share sides, and then just said, for the teachers who agree with it, been like, cool, I don't mind it. And for the teachers who disagree with it, been like, don't, my child can't do that. And I've already had a conversation with her and she knows that as well. Thank you. But that comes with social media. Refer back to the first point that I made, okay? Refer back to it. So as of today, the young man gets back on TikTok with an update and now he's crying. So I'm going to play a little bit of that video and we're going to wrap this. We're going to summarize it and wrap this up. And to clarify, he is reading letters from his students who are expressing their sadness because he is not in the classroom. Because again, I think he under review, probation, or suspended. Again, I don't know if he's fired, but this is him on TikTok.
Controversy that has come from this video that I posted. I wanted to come on here and read some of the messages that my students are sending me during. Some of the messages that they've been sending me. During this time. Hey, bestie. I really hope that you see this message. How are you? I hope that you're okay. Our class misses you so much, and we really want you to know that we love you and we miss you so much and can't wait for you to come back. I can't believe that taking somebody's hair out is such a big deal, and it makes me so mad that people make little things big things. I want you to know that the class and others got your back, and we will always stand behind you and up for you no matter what happens. We got you. Again, we miss you and we love you so much. And can't wait for
And before we wrap this up, let me make this real one quick point. At the beginning of the other video, he mentioned that he referred to each other, the students and him, as bestie. And in this video, you can hear the letter from the student saying, calling him bestie. That's another thing personally that I'm a believer of, and again, these opinions are my own. This is just how I feel. I'm a believer of teaching kids about authority figures and respecting your elders, regardless of how much older they are, and someone in an authority figure, especially. I would not want my children referring to someone in a teaching position, mentor position, or anything like that as bestie. I'm one of them old school people. I even still to this day, when I'm talking to an elder, I will call them Mr. So-and-so and Miss So-and-so, Mr. John, Mr. Jamal, Miss Juanita, Miss Cynthia. Maybe it's dated, but again, So to wrap this up, because we saw the start of it, of the first video, this brother has a whole page of content, teacher content. Some of it is really cute, and I understand his perspective and where he was coming from, but I'm going to say this to say it, and I'm going to keep saying this. One, everything can't go on the internet. It ain't about shouldn't or what, it just can't. We have to get out of this mindset where we have to post everything. Two, when you are working in a field where you can be easily criticized or your job and livelihood can be snatched from you because of what you do, especially with other people's kids, you need to keep that in mind. You got to keep it in mind. Do I think he should be fired? No. Parents could have just had a meeting with him. And the people who was cool with it, they was cool. People who wasn't, they wasn't. But what do y'all think about this? Okay. This has been an ongoing conversation for quite a few days now. So interested to get your take on this. Please hit me up. Let me know your thoughts. You can find me at Kenelia on social media. On this week's episode of Black News, we talked about the funny and interesting beef between Shannon Sharp and Shaquille O'Neal, and also 50 Cent and Christian Combs. We also discussed the situation on social media that went viral in regards to the teacher allowing his young middle-aged female students to take down his cornrows in class. Hit me up. Let me know your thoughts about all of these topics, some or none, and I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again for supporting the podcast by sharing, liking, subscribing, and rating 5 stars on your favorite podcast app. To find more information about me, you can check me out at Kenelia on social media, as well as on my website, which is Kenelia.com. And as always, thanks for supporting, and I'll be back next week with new topics and a new episode.